I hear the clock at 6 a.m. It feels so far from where I've been. I got my eggs, I got my pancakes too. I got my maple syrup, everything but you. I break the yolks and make a smiley face. I kinda like it in my brand new place. I wipe the spots off of the mirror, don't leave the keys in a dub. I never put wet towels on the floor anymore. Dreams last for so long. But it wasn't the same. Cause it was happy, oh, I was sad, yeah. It made me miss you, oh, so. Dreams last for so long, even after you're gone. And I know that you love me, soon I know you'll see. You were meant for me.
So this was long before I ever met Jesse's sister, Amy Linville, son of, daughter of Lanny, son of God, and I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore. I got so flustered looking at her beauty. Anyways, it reminded me of the whole reason, the whole weird thing that happens when you write a song, and dumb luck that happens to somebody like me, because I never deserved to have a song to go number one, because I've only written songs like Sugar Boogers and Me and Eddie Vedder and Hitchhiker Joe and Sky Fucking Line of Toronto. Songs that got a lot of college radio airplay. So for this song to go to number one freaked me out, right? So checks started coming in the mail and all kinds of weird people started calling my parents' house. Weirder than Fred Van Factor. My parents were getting calls because I didn't have an address at the time, right? So one day, my dad picks up the phone. He's like, hello? And he goes, Steve Pultz there, you know, and he talks to my dad. And my dad goes, Steve, you got to call this guy. It's David Cassidy's manager, right? So I was like, David Cassidy from the Partridge Family? He says, yeah, I couldn't believe it, right? I was a huge Partridge Family fan. So I call the guy up. He goes, Steve, it's Bernie Goldstein. David Cassidy wants you to write him a hit song. He's like, I don't know how to write a hit song. Well, David Cassidy wants you to write one, so you got to fly out to Las Vegas. I'll give you $3,000 cash and a first-class round-trip ticket from San Diego, California to Las Vegas, Nevada, but you got to remember three things. When you meet him, don't get drunk because he hates drunks. Don't smoke either around him. I go, oh, I wouldn't smoke, man. I'm allergic to cigarettes. When I was a kid, I drank a can of Fresca and my balls swelled up to the size of a grapefruit. I'm so scared of everything that I'm just allergic to the world. He goes, Steve, that's a little bit too much information. When you meet him, don't shake his hand. He's really paranoid about germs. It was like Spinal Tap. He goes, don't even look at him. So I go, all right. So the problem with this story is they give me $3,000 cash and a first-class round-trip ticket. This long before I ever met the beautiful Amy Linville and everything, you know. So I get back out there. And first thing I do is I say, what would Frank Sinatra do? WWWFD. And I get there, and I order double Jack Daniels on the rocks, right? So I start drinking it. Well, I figured one leads to two, two leads to four. So I keep gambling, and I turn my 3,000 into 6,000, turn the 6,000 into 12,000, turn the 12,000 into 24,000, turn the 24,000 into $48,000. And I'm sitting there, all of a sudden that attracts two new girlfriends. I guess they were hookers, but I didn't know it, man. So I start placing $100 bets for them. Well, earlier in the day, I'd pinched a nerve in my neck, so I'd taken some muscle relaxers. On the side of the bottle, it said, alcohol may intensify effect. That looked like poetry to me, something Charles Bukowski would have written. So I chopped one up and I snorted it on the back of a Led Zeppelin CD case. So I start feeling really loose, right? All of a sudden, this girl's walking by. She goes, cigarettes? Cigars? I go, you know what? People who smoke when they gamble look cool. So I order a pack of Camel unfiltered cigarettes. Light one up. Next thing I know, the security guard walks up to me and goes, Mr. Pultz, Mr. Cassidy's ready to meet you right now. And I said, can I bring along my two new girlfriends? He goes, they're hookers, you idiot. I said, I don't care. I want to bring them. So I skip all the way through the casino, going to meet David Cassidy. All the way through the casino, I'm singing, come on down. There's a song that we're singing. Come on, get happy. I go into the green room. There's David Cassidy. He sees me. I got a glass of Jack Daniels in my hand, a cigarette in my mouth, and two hookers on an arm. And I go, he's standing there. He's had all this facial surgery. And he goes,
hello, Steve. Nice to see you.
And I go, David! And I kiss him right on the lips. Just go for it. He pushes me away, right? They lead me out to the theater to watch the show FX with fire-breathing dragons and all kinds of stuff. That's the show that he's in. So I go to the front of the theater to watch the show. I got my hookers next to me, and I fall asleep in the blonde, milky thigh of the hooker's lap. Next thing I know, all my money's gone. There's two things you can never do in Las Vegas, Nevada. First thing is fall asleep inside a casino anywhere or anyways. So they wake me up and they lead me to the back of the casino, and I broke rule number two, which you should never do in Las Vegas, Nevada. I thought I was in the men's room, ladies and gentlemen. I unzipped my pants and proceeded to urinate all over the red velvet curtains. That proceeded to get me handcuffed. They let me through the casino just like I was on my own episode of Cops. I looked at the dealer, and guess what song was playing? It was Jewel doing her version of You Were Meant for Me. She did not sound as good as Amy Linville does here tonight. I looked at the dealer and I said, I wrote that song, you bastards owe me 6¾ cents. They led me outside to a waiting police car, and when they did, there was a girl busking doing her version of You Were Meant for Me. She did not sound as good as Amy Linville does tonight. Rather than put a dollar in her case, I took 50 cents out. They threw me into the back of the police car, and when they did, some chopsticks came out of my pants. And ladies and gentlemen of Frankton, Indiana, that's why I call my latest CD Chinese Vacation. That was pretty fun.